Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly Cook Dinner Podcast.
Aha!
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly. Cooking dinner.
Holly's cooking dinner, and I'm reading ingredients.
Yeah, tell me how to do it based on these instructions that we have.
So we're going to talk about other things, too, but also cook dinner.
Yeah, we're not renaming the podcast, either.
No, this is just a very special episode where we cook dinner.
And by special episode, really, we're just trying to get the podcast
A podcast while we cook dinner. We found a recipe on some website.
On a website, so we're making it.
It's spaghetti and meatball soup.
Spaghetti and meatball soup, so hopefully it doesn't taste like crap. It'll probably just not taste like anything, which... Yeah.
But just put more salt in it.
Yeah, we're probably gonna need more salt. Because it's like reduced sodium broth.
I noticed that a lot of the recipes on that website she's like, if you like cumin, you'll like this. Everything has cumin. Yeah. I'm into it. I'm way into
cumin.
You are into cumin.
Alright, so... So when I came home today, you showed me you had some sort of special surprise.
Oh, you want to know about it?
What it was.
You want to know it already?
It just seems... I've just been thinking about it.
I know, it's exciting, right? Are you ready?
I'm prepared to be disappointed, first off.
No, you're not. You're not going to be.
Well, I'm prepared to be. And I think, oh, chili nut M&Ms, you guys.
They had them at Walgreens when I walked by, and they were 65 cents, so I bought 5 of them.
You bought 5 of them?
Yeah. So this is our secondary snack. I know you wanted them.
Oh, I only had 3 more in my drawer.
Where did you have what?
I bought them like 2 weeks ago.
Would you do that?
I forgot.
Did you buy them at Walgreens?
Yeah, when they were in clearance for like 69 cents.
Nice. So we both. I thought you would be excited about it because
I am excited.
Because you didn't have.
Because I regretted not buying more of them.
But they had like 20 of them there, and I was like, I'll just buy 5, and then we can have them for later.
So I don't know if you know this, but I'm really hungry. And I'm also cooking dinner, which is a bad time to be hungry.
Do you need to?
So here's what I propose. No, I don't want to waste my calories on those today, since I know we have them for a while.
Do you want to do our snack?
I'd like to do our snack. Now, there are a few things we need to preface the snack with. First, we have a patron on Patreon.
A Patreon patron.
NBD, $3 level. Thank you, patron.
If that you would pays like for to our see. Server costs.
Yeah, it does, actually. Which is great. So. Okay. Like, if we get another person, maybe we can pay all the rest of our costs.
And the $3 level of patronage is that you get to choose a snack.
Now, to be fair, we did not look that up. Or did you look that up? Like, I just assumed that I remembered that the $3 level was choosing a snack.
That you did too.
But we received a snack in the mail from said patron, because said patron is awesome. We didn't know what it was.
So it's called Funiwariyaki Mariyuko... soft cake, Chinese letters. Japanese
words. So we don't speak Japanese.
From what I can deduce, it's like red bean paste and like a sugary dough.
So read the ingredients, because that's a special part of...
All right. It's called baked wheat cake.
Baked wheat cake.
Funwariyaki something something.
I have a feeling that's not a direct translation, but continue.
Ingredients. Sugar, egg, red bean, wheat flour... Sugar, alcohol, vegetable oil, water, maltose, corn syrup, potato starch, sorbitol, leavening agent, bicarbonate, aluminum, potassium sulfite, ammonium chloride, calcium phosphate, potassium arsenic tartrate, sucrose esters of fatty acids.
Ooh. I'm way into potassium arsenic
tartrate. Wait, it gets better. It gets better. Calcium monohydrogen phosphate.
Ooh.
Corn starch.
We're into 3 words.
I know. Corn syrup.
Okay.
Emulsifier, glycerin esters of fatty acids.
Okay.
Sucrose esters of fatty acids.
What does that mean?
Sorbitan esters of fatty acid.
Hold on, I need to know what that means.
Propylene glycol. Huh? Esters of fatty. It just keeps saying all those.
Can you Google esters of fatty acids and find out what that means?
We're gonna find out what esters are. I think esters are the flavoring, right? Aren't they like the smelly things?
I don't know. I literally don't know. That's why I'm asking you to Google it, because I have no idea what that means.
An organic compound made by replacing the hydrogen of an acid by an alkyl or other organic group.
Okay.
Many naturally occurring fats and essential oils are esters of fatty acids.
Okay. Now we know.
I just remember, like, esters are, like, things that make, like, they put things in for flavoring.
Okay.
Like Juicy Fruit gum has a lot of esters in it because it's flavoring.
So, all right, so I think you can stop reading the ingredients now.
Yeah, that we got there. So I'm going to open
that
up the package.
That was all of them?
Yeah, well, that was... There was like 2 or 3 left, but there's a lot of esters of fatty acids.
I see.
Which might be the podcast title. I don't know.
I don't know. Depends on if we can remember it in half an hour. We usually don't.
Usually
just like, that's a podcast title. And then half an hour later, we're like, what did we say the podcast?
It looks like there are 5 of them individually wrapped in this package. So we will open up one. It looks like kind of like a cookie, or like
Yeah, like a cake.
Like a cake with on both sides with like some stuff in the middle.
For those of you tracking nutritional info, these are 170 calories per cake. I don't think my Fitness Pal is gonna have these.
It smells kind of eggy, vaguely eggy.
Hold on, let me smell it. It smells like a pancake, dude.
Yeah, okay.
I'm pretty sure it's just a pancake. Like, for real, it smells like a pancake. Okay, I'm gonna cut it in half.
Okay.
You can each have half.
Okay.
I'm not gonna cut it with the knife I was just using to cut garlic, because that would be weird.
Use a new knife.
So the advantage of cutting it in half is we can also
see what's inside.
Let's
describe what the intersides look like.
They look brown.
It's just kind of brown and
shiny. It's like a brown filling. It's got some bits in it. I presume those are the red beans.
Let's give it a bite.
All right, you ready?
Mmm.
So the filling, not that flavorful.
I like the texture, though.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell it's beans, because it has, like, that, you can taste the skins or whatever. But it's sweet.
It's got, like, that grainy bean texture.
Mm. It's like sweet red beans. I'm into it.
Yeah. Honestly, it just kind of tastes like light, fluffy pancakes.
Yeah, but like sugary. More sugary.
Yeah, more sugary than a pancake. Less eggy.
And a lot of egg.
Or less buttery, maybe.
Yeah, more egg and more sugar. But it's good. I like that a lot.
It's not a snack I would reach for.
It's like a snack cake.
Yeah, it's not a snack I would reach for over other snacks, probably, but...
It's kind of like an angel food texture.
Yeah, I don't regret eating it.
Not as rubbery as angel food, but it's good. Yeah, I like it a lot. Thank you to our patron, Amanda, for giving us...
Spoiler, you guys, the patron is my sister. Because she knew where our address was.
Yeah. If you would like to send us a snack, you can do that. Just ask us for our address and we'll give it to you.
Yeah, DM us on Twitter, email us, whatever. We will totally give you an address to send it.
And we will review your snack. How many stars do we give it?
Out of how many?
Out of five.
I give it like 3.
I give it four stars. I'm pleasantly surprised at the how good they are. I like them a lot.
I think they're all right.
I thought it would be gross because it's like sweet beans.
I also thought it would be gross. To be fair, I have never had anything with... Like, that's a pretty standard Japanese flavor for sweet stuff, is red bean. And I've never had it.
Yeah, I like them. I will have those as snacks on my other days.
So this onion I'm cutting up, is it supposed to be chopped?
Yeah, half an onion chopped, split into two parts.
Jesus.
So a quarter onion for this.
So a quarter of an onion.
Yeah, I think there's like... Something you put in later. And
yeah, there's meatballs.
Oh, the meatballs. Probably half goes in the meatballs.
Yeah, I'm sure they have parsley and garlic and onion.
Yeah, so it's half the parsley, half the garlic, and half the onion.
Half the half of an onion.
Yeah. Quarter of an onion, 2 tablespoons of parsley, and 2, whatever you call them.
Yeah,
garlic. Garlics.
I did 3 garlic cloves because, come on. Because,
yeah, who only eats 2 garlics?
Have you seen recipes with 1 garlic clove in them, and you're just like, why did you even bother putting garlic in? Why did you do that?
Well, don't even bother.
Yeah.
It's either you just love garlic or you fucking love garlic.
Yeah.
That's the only 2 things.
Those are the options.
I think I asked you that question one day.
You did. I think you texted it to me in preparation for a recipe or something you were going to make. Mm-hmm. You're like, do you love garlic? I think it was when we were
first like garlic?
Dating.
Do you like garlic or do you fucking love garlic?
Yeah.
That was my question.
It's fucking love because obviously. Because
who doesn't?
Who doesn't? Oh, people. I'm sure there's people.
Yeah,
like,
well, they're
vampires.
Wrong.
Don't
oh,
like
yeah, I'm sorry. This is, we are
vampirist.
We are inclusive, so we will say vampires. We're sorry that you don't like garlic.
Yeah, we're sorry that... Maybe they do like it, they just can't have it.
Oh, that's the
you know,
worst.
Like, sometimes people are lactose intolerant,
it's like
but
people
they
who
like,
are on a diet really like pizza, but they can't have it.
Yeah, like me, right now. If I want to have pizza, I have to have nothing else that day.
Well, I shouldn't have thrown away the wrapper for this.
Why?
So I could look it up on my...
I guarantee you it's not going to have it. Does it have a UPC code?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be on there. Please
red.
Let me know if it does, because right. I so doubt it.
I'm going
to
look it up
well.
Right now. So yeah, we started tracking what we're eating because, you know, we want to be healthy and all that business.
Yeah.
Searching invalid
it's,
barcode.
It's, okay. Yeah, it's, I told you. It's easier than I remember it being from the last time I did it.
Funwariyaki. Let's see if that brings anything up.
I think I'm just going to put in...
Red bean funwariyaki. One
what?
Piece. 170 calories.
What? That's amazing.
All right. Serving size. Or no, how many do we have? How do I choose half of one?
I would like to point out that I've already forgotten what we were going to call this podcast. Just like to be clear on that.
One container. No, I didn't need a container. I ate one. I ate half of one. I can't even choose half.
Yeah, there's like a serving amount of the serving that you ate.
Number of servings.
Yeah. You just one got the half.
Half.
All right. What's my next step after I dice up this onion?
Cool. Done. Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, dinner.
Let me
food.
Get back to our
That's
dinner.
Okay.
Instead of looking up esters.
All right,
esters or... of fatty acids. That was the name of our podcast.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I diced up the onion.
Tomato sauce. A cut up spaghetti, 6 ounces.
Okay.
What
are the instructions? I might not need to.
Okay,
in
a soup pot over medium heat, bring chicken broth, water, 1 clove of garlic, 2 tablespoons of parsley, and 1/4 of the onion.
Of the chopped onion?
Yeah.
You said a half of it.
Right, there's a half an onion, and you use half now and half
later.
No,
it said 1/4 of the chopped onion. I don't think you use half now and half later. I think you use 1/4 now.
Remaining garlic, remaining onion. Okay. 1/4 of the chopped onion.
Yeah.
It doesn't say 1/4 of a whole onion. It just
says
1/4
of
the onion that
was
chopped.
Onion. That means that there is 1/8 of an onion going into the soup pot.
All right.
This better only serve 2 fucking people.
And that's 2 tablespoons of parsley?
And what else goes into the pot?
Tomato sauce, crushed red pepper, flakes, fresh black pepper.
Hold on, I need the first part.
Okay, chicken broth,
it's
water.
5 cups of chicken broth? Is it 5 cups?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Okay.
It is exactly 5 cups
All right.
of chicken broth. And then 2 cups of water.
We will have leftover chicken broth.
Okay, we're
I'm
making
announcing that out loud. Because then maybe one of us will remember.
Okay.
We're still on a podcast. You gotta talk.
Oh, I'm on a podcast. We're doing a podcast where we're cooking food.
I'm sorry, what heat is this going over? Like medium?
Medium.
Yeah, okay. What else did you, today?
What did I do today? I went for a walk, caught some Pokemon. Mm-hmm. So I went for a walk at, well, I did all my, I had three important phone calls I had to make, which I did all of right away. And then I took a shower, went for a walk, got home, took another shower because I was all sweaty. And I streamed a little bit. I played some Magic on X-Mage. Streamed for probably about an hour. I did a draft and I lost in the first round.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Well, it happens sometimes. The deck wasn't great. It wasn't very focused. I was trying to do something I wasn't used to. Because, like, I usually, like, there's a lot of good, there's like a red-green deck that's really good that I keep getting. And I wanted to try something else.
Gotcha.
So I did like a blue green instead. It just didn't work out.
Do you regret not doing your red green again?
Well, there's a lot of good red cards that got passed to me that I just didn't take. Yeah, I mean I could have taken it again, but the red green is just really strong.
Yeah.
But I wanted to try something else.
Well, what do you do?
And I got beat by a red green deck.
Sure.
So you know that's how it goes.
It's to be expected in that situation.
I got beat by the deck that I decided not to take. But, that's what I did. I got I caught a Cubone today.
You did?
My Pokemon, yeah.
That's exciting.
I was going to watch some more Mad Men. I'm getting into Mad Men now.
But
I just didn't turn the TV on at all today.
Okay, fair enough.
I was too busy. I was, like, looking at Reddit because my computer was off for, like, 3 days. Because I shut it down at night and then I'm like, I don't bother turning it back on.
Yeah, we shut it down at night to save costs. And energy bills, because it turns out we have to pay our own energy bill.
Yeah.
Which we did not previously know.
Yeah.
All right.
But we got to go to Trader Joe's today. Oh, your
onion,
next step.
Parsley. Hold on, I'm getting there.
2 tablespoons of parsley, 1/4 of the onion, the garlic, or 1 clove of garlic.
Yep.
Tomato sauce.
Tomato sauce. How much tomato sauce?
Tomato sauce. 3 to 4 tablespoons of tomato sauce.
Okay. Do you think it would be bad and weird to use that pizza sauce I made last week?
Nope. That's perfectly fine. It's probably already seasoned for whatever.
Well, it's seasoned for pizza, but...
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's the same thing.
It is the same thing.
What else are you going to use it for?
Yeah, exactly.
And then you simmer... Or crushed red pepper goes in there as well. And then fresh black pepper. And then you simmer it for 5 minutes once it simmers.
I don't know how I'm going to calculate nutrition facts for... That sauce I made last week.
It's fine. It's probably not going to be much...
Wait, is this that sauce? No, this has onions in it. This is a different thing.
What is
spaghetti
that?
Spaghetti sauce. I bet this is from your chicken parmesan when Dan was here.
Oh, we could probably throw it away.
Yeah, probably. But I'm not going to do that right now. We
like to have things in the fridge for a long time. We also have those blueberries down on the bottom.
We have like a lot of real stuff in our fridge.
We got blueberries.
Nonsense around.
Blueberries and blackberries and I wonder if those Holly bought mango strips.
I did, and they've disappeared.
They disappeared. Oh, did I get the coconut ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. Trader Joe's is awesome. If you don't have a Trader Joe's nearby you, you're missing out.
Yeah, we didn't realize how much we were missing out. Like, for real.
Yeah, Trader Joe's.
I think I should use less of this because it's paste and not sauce.
Nah. I think it'll give it more flavor if there's more in there.
Yeah, okay. Three it is.
Yeah, we'll be good. We'll make it work. And then let it come to a simmer. In the meantime,
make meatballs. Probably.
Yep. I'll get there when you're ready.
Was there something I needed to go in after the tomato sauce?
Crushed red pepper and fresh black pepper.
I'm assuming there's no mounts on those.
Pinch and,
Yeah,
pinch and salt and pepper. It doesn't say salt.
No, it doesn't.
But you should probably put salt
they're
in.
They're sodium conscious, so they're,
Yeah, you should probably put some in, though.
What do you suppose our crushed red pepper is?
I don't know. Have you checked your butt?
I didn't check my butt.
That would be bad.
So should have tried
news.
That first. Oh, God, that would be horrible.
Uh-huh.
I'd ask if you can imagine, but I don't want to even make you try.
Yep.
What else is going on?
They announced the three leaders for the Pokemon teams.
How do you feel about that?
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know what that means either, but people on the internet got like real into it right away.
People are, well, I think there's just so many of them, and people, like, for some reason latched on to whatever team they took.
Yeah,
and, like, are, like, shitty about the other teams.
Weirdly, like, tribalistic about it, really.
Yeah, like,
quickly.
Super quickly. And they're like, oh, everybody else is the wrong team, and I'm just like, you know what? I dislike my team, and I don't think that everybody should be mean about it.
Yeah, I agree. I don't understand the hatred.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
Especially since everybody's just making fun of my team.
Well, honestly, the teams are so arbitrary.
It's so arbitrary.
They don't mean anything at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's the thing is they do mean something when you sign up for them. Like, one is like, you know, you train your team to be whatever.
They say they mean something, but they don't actually.
And that's why people pick them in the first place, right?
Presumably.
So, like, for me, the reason I picked mine is because I love Zapdos, first of all. And second of all, because I believe that my Pokemon have, you know, an innate sense of being awesome. And it's not up to me all the time to make them awesome. Sometimes they're just awesome on their own.
Right.
Which is team instinct, right?
Yeah.
And then other people are like, oh, I gotta whip my Pokemon into shape because they suck.
Mm-hmm.
Until I teach them how to be awesome. And the other ones is like, I use magic to make my Pokemon great. Or research or something. I don't remember. Whatever the blue one does.
I mean, mine, I just picked it because of the color in, like, our area, and because I like the color red. Like, there was no
like
reason
Moltres?
I picked it.
You like Moltres the best?
No, I like Articuno the best.
Oh.
Exactly.
Well, you're stuck with Moltres.
I mean, I don't care. I'm not, like, super partial one way or another, but
yeah. If
you asked me which one I like the best, I would say Articuno.
That's reasonable.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, Zapdos always overperformed for me in the game, though.
Really?
Because I'd catch Zapdos first because he's in the power plant.
Yeah.
And then he's just the best Pokemon on your team
for
a really long time.
Part of the problem with the Zapdos instinct thing is because of that stupid Twitch Plays Pokemon nonsense.
Okay.
Zapdos, something happened with a Zapdos in the game, and it's some sort of, remember how they elevated things to, like, god level?
Oh, like the Omanyte?
Yeah, something happened with the Zapdos early on, and they were calling him, like, a false prophet or something. It was weird and unnecessary.
I don't remember that. Didn't they, like, run away from Zapdos or something?
Something like that, yeah. And that's why people are mad at it.
And then it disappeared.
And so I have a feeling that has contributed to Team Instinct being the lowest picked team.
Oh, because Twitch Plays Pokemon? Well, I guess, yeah, Twitch Plays Pokemon was, like, a thing.
It was a thing for, like, a week.
Yeah, like, people were way into it.
It was for, like, a week?
Yeah, that was, I forgot about that.
Parmesan cheese, how much?
I know it's one egg.
Yeah, I know that.
A quarter cup of seasoned breadcrumbs and a quarter cup of grated Parmesan cheese.
Thank you.
No problem. And if you don't have seasoned breadcrumbs, just use regular breadcrumbs and throw some seasoning in there.
That was my plan.
All right. I think we just had panko.
We do just have panko. which is fine.
Yeah, that's good. I like the texture of it. It's flaky.
Yeah, me too.
Remember when we had that other panko and it all had bugs in it?
Yeah. A number of our things had bugs in them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like pasta with bugs and like...
Sometimes there's bugs, you guys. So, call the bug exterminator. I saw a weedle in the apartment and I was going to call the exterminator.
Yeah. I don't think you were, though.
No, I just caught him instead. And I'll make
him
fight. Can
you go back down to the instructions for the meatballs?
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Cool.
There you go. And then once that cooks, then you add the pasta. Cook according to the package directions. Oh, you drop the meatballs in the broth, cook for 3 minutes, and then you throw the pasta in.
Yeah, okay. It's going to be a while before that happens. This is supposed to come to a simmer, and it's not yet, so I'm just going to...
Crank it up.
I think I should have sautéed the onions first, and then put the broth in.
Oh.
But I didn't, because it didn't say to do that, but I think I should have. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, you like them like caramely.
Well, no, I just even sweat them.
Sweatied?
Get something out of them, because they're just going to boil, and I don't think any other flavor is going to come out.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And I think with meatballs, too, aren't you supposed to, like, sear them before you cook them or something?
Not always.
Yeah, okay.
For, like, Italian wedding soup and stuff, you just, like, drop them in and boil them.
Oh,
so
okay.
I think this is
just closer boiled
to
meatballs,
that.
Yeah. It's weird. It's spaghetti and meatball soup.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to taste anything like spaghetti and meatballs.
No, but those things are both in it.
Yeah, they sure are.
Both of those things are in the soup. So we're making a healthy recipe for a healthy dinner.
Supposedly.
Then I'm gonna lose so much weight.
No, then it's like 9 p.m.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, it's about 9.
It's gonna be like
9:30. Which means it's 11 p.m. in the middle
it's
coast.
It's gonna be like 9 middle coast. It's gonna be like 9:30 before
we eat.
We even have.
That's why we're doing our podcast at the same time, and also because it's fun. Because we're awesome.
Yep, obviously.
We got some parsley.
So, what did I do today? I caught some Pokemon on the way home from work.
Yeah?
That was a thing.
Cool.
I caught some guys and other guys. And
there was there's an Aerodactyl in our house.
Ugh, never when I'm home, though. Never the cool Pokemon at home when I'm home. Except that one time when there was an Electabuzz. And
I was
home for that guy.
There's Jinxes, too.
Yeah, but Jinxes are easy to get here.
Maybe there's somebody who's good right now. Let me check my phone. I'll be right back.
No, there's not.
There's not?
Nope. My phone is open.
I don't know.
Like a real Pokemon trainer.
Catch 'em, catch 'em. Gotta catch 'em all.
Gotta catch 'em all. Pokemon!
You nerd.
I don't know the Poke Rap, though, do you?
Rattata, 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 rattata. That was a good one, I thought.
They didn't say Zubat enough on that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think, a lot of places have more Rattata than we do.
Yeah, we don't have that many, actually, like, at all.
Mm-hmm. We got a lot of Pidgeys.
We have a ton of Pidgeys. We, personally, have a number of Drowsies.
Oh, there's a Jigglypuff.
Oh.
Yeah, see?
I'm gonna put more parsley in the soup because I accidentally chopped too much parsley.
I just got to level 20 and now I have Ultra Balls, which I'm pretty excited about.
Does it say how much pepper is supposed to go into this?
Pinch.
Salt.
Salt and pepper,
also.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Form into little 1-inch meatballs. Not big 1-inch. Little 1-inch.
Little 1-inch ones? Sure.
Caught me a Jigglypuff.
Good job. Yo, you want to weigh me out the correct amount of pasta?
Yeah, I do. You know it. I'm helping.
Sweet.
I'm so good at helping. You guys.
Ooh. Ooh.
Oh, and we got these like raw fruit bars that
are
awesome.
Raw?
Yeah, they're raw.
Do you know people only eat raw food? Like there's people who only eat raw food.
These are real good though. This is on G's. We need OZs.
I usually leave it on G's.
We need 6 of these OZs. How many OZs is this one? That is 0.3. All right. That gives
me... You know that we are seemingly out of basil and oregano.
Are we? No, we have a whole big basil.
Do we?
Yeah, we got a whole plant of it.
No, I mean not the plant. I mean dried.
Oh. Well, that's too bad. Put it on the list.
Yeah.
You can put Italian spices in that, right? Can we have that? A jar of Italian spice?
Oh, we haven't had that for a long time.
Oh. Just throw some marjoram in there. Nobody will know the difference.
Yeah, that's probably what I'm going to do. Assuming I have marjoram still.
It's like the same thing.
Marjoram's closer to oregano than it
is
to basil.
Yeah. Well, we can cut up a basil and throw it in there.
Yeah, you want to grab a basil leaf?
I'm busy measuring this.
Okay.
This is a process because they keep falling. Because they're made of round. Or they're made of cylinder. Like spaghettis are.
Mm-hmm.
And they roll. And you can't set them up on their one end.
You could just use the tray.
Yeah. I could.
I should tear it. Alright, glad we had that talk. So, it's been really hot this week.
Oh, yeah, it has been hot.
But I think that's been universal to, like, the whole country.
The whole United States.
Did you see that there are fires happening real hard near L.A.?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like crazy fires.
Is it because it's too hot that they just catch on fire? Or is someone messing around with a magnifying glass?
You know, I didn't actually look to see if they had, like, a cause established.
There's, like, shit's on fire.
Yeah. Just some fire happening.
And then they do, like, they send a text with three little fires.
No. Do people do that? I mean, I know that one person that you knew did. But,
somebody,
like,
did
do
that.
Do people actually do that?
All right, this is 6 ounces exactly.
Beautiful.
Oh, wait, hold on.
That or was... maybe it's not. Who even knows?
It is 6 ounces exactly. I'll be off. You bitch! Not you.
I know, not me.
Not you, listener.
Not you, listener. Maybe
no.
me.
No, I was talking to the scale.
I guess it was clarified that not the listener, but maybe
me. Alright, should I just break this spaghetti into, like, 3 equal-sized pieces and throw it in there?
No, it's not ready to go
oh,
yet.
Well, it's
I
ready.
Haven't even made the meatballs.
Well, then I'll just set it right here. I'm going to set
go.
It right there, and then you can break it up as you see fit.
Ooh, we got a new dishwasher. I don't
oh,
think we
yeah.
talked about that last time on the podcast.
Yeah, we got a new dishwasher.
I think we talked about that our dishwasher was crap and that the guy came and was like, your dishwasher's crap.
Yeah, so then they he's like, yeah, I'm going to recommend you get a new dishwasher. So the dishwasher guy came and he's like, yeah, you need a new dishwasher, so we'll just get you one tomorrow. So then they came and gave us a new dishwasher.
Yeah, because our old one was old.
Old as butt.
This one is basic. It's a basic model. Nothing fancy.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're not going to give us anything fancy.
Well, even our old apartment had something fancier than this.
Well, that's because it was a fancy apartment.
Yeah, that's true. Man, we did not pay enough for that rent.
Yeah.
And now that I think back on it, I'm like, oh, we really should have. Why did we
move
to Seattle?
We
took it for granted.
No, we didn't. I didn't take it for granted. I was happy that we got that.
Yeah, I mean, I did a little bit, but I was still like I whined about it when the rent went up to $725 or whatever the fuck it was we were paying, like, stupid low.
Yeah, and now it's like $1,500.
Yeah, $1,500, not
apartment.
Including utilities, apparently.
Yeah. Well, no, it includes some, just not electricity.
Yeah, including your basic, like, water, garbage, sewer, whatever,
yeah.
Sure. But...
Well, we pay $50 for that. That's what the $50 fee is. There's a $50 fee for us.
Yeah, so we pay that, too.
Yeah.
It's not included.
So, yeah.
They're coming for some kind of inspection. We don't know what that's all about.
They just want to make sure that we're not, like,
Adam
cooking
suspects,
meth.
Adam suspects they think that we have, like, a person living here.
Because we have a, because we had an air mattress on the floor for the last 2 weeks.
We have solidly not bothered to clean up the air mattress from when Dan was here.
you were just going to leave it here to your sister. To your
I
sister,
was,
yeah,
honestly,
your
but I think we're going to have to clean it up now.
And
so
also
because
why would
we,
with us. We don't even want that there.
I mean, I don't mind it.
Well,
I took a nap on it one day.
Did you? We have a couch that you could nap on.
Yeah, but it's tiny, and that was full size.
Are you making more dishes?
Yeah, I'm making more dishes. Deal with it.
I guess I'll just go in the brand new dishwasher.
Yeah.
It's brand new.
It is a GE brand
not,
dishwasher.
Not even a DE brand or a Wenmore.
We were trying to figure out what things our, did we do that on the podcast?
I don't know, we did that just...
What brands our dishwasher might be, because we thought that they might cheap out on it. And, it was pretty great.
If you could think of a bad off-brand name for a dishwasher,
tweet it
at
us.
Know. Tweet at us at Aha Podcast.
At Aha Podcast. Email us if you're afraid to tweet or don't use Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
ahapodcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. And if you'd like, you can sign up for our Patreon.
You can sign up for our Patreon. I almost just, like, instinctively ate this piece of parsley.
Don't.
I didn't.
It's touching old raw turkeys.
Yeah, I know. That's why I didn't do it, but like I just almost did.
Did you know that you're made of raw meat?
I am made of raw meat. You're right. I try to keep it that way.
Remember when we watched that movie, The Green Inferno? That movie was awesome.
Do you want to talk about that movie? Did we talk about that movie on the podcast?
I don't know.
Probably. That was like weeks ago.
But it was good when we watched it.
Should I put breadcrumbs in here?
I hope so, because there's like, it's real wet.
No, dude, I didn't put the breadcrumbs in here. No wonder it's so fucking wet.
Good.
Well, all right then. That explains a lot of what's happening. They would not have held together.
Yeah, it would have just been like meat stew.
Had I attempted to do anything with those.
Turkey,
yeah, I put
something.
The cheese in, but I forgot to put the breadcrumbs in.
I can grab them for you.
Yeah, that would be great.
Panko. How much goes in? Just like some?
That's a quarter cup.
Can I just throw some in?
No, you can't just throw some in. We are counting calories.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Jesus.
When I cook, I just throw things in.
Yeah, that works if you're not counting calories. You can't do that anymore. You can do that with spices, but not actual ingredients.
Breadcrumbs are a spice.
No, they're not. They are made of bread.
That looks like a heaping.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
I'll put it away. You can stir your business. I'll get it.
Figured out.
Yeah, I was gonna.
All right. Attempt number two at making these meatballs, only with
better.
Breadcrumbs this time.
Better this time. What happens if you put quinoa in those?
There actually this probably isn't even enough breadcrumbs because I think she used Italian breadcrumbs, but
right.
Fine. I keep overworking these meatballs. So
they're
going to
be all
tougher.
A little tough meaty ball.
Well, listen. Turns out I forgot to put an ingredient in, so.
How is that different than normal?
How is it different from normal? Usually I don't remember that I forgot it until we're already eating it.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I should have put salt in this.
Yeah.
Or, oh, I should have put sugar in this cake.
No, that's never happened. I should have put salt in this bread has happened.
Unless I just put it on top, it's fine.
That's not how bread works.
It's fine. Just put it on top.
Did you want to tell me a riddle?
Yeah, I want
to. I would like to
riddle.
Hear a riddle. If you have one
handy.
I'll
get one out of the rubber banded
The
bin.
Riddle box? Ooh, the rubber banded.
Which is correct to say?
Okay.
The yolk of the egg are white or the yolk of the egg is white?
I mean, it's probably are if they're asking. Honestly.
Yeah. I would say that it'd be neither because the yolk is yellow.
Listen.
Oh, look at it.
You
says
are
neither
correct
on the back. That's
because
a good
the
one.
Yolk is yellow. That is a good one. I've probably heard that one before, too. It's one of those that you, like, fall for, you know?
Yeah. You did. You had fallen for it.
Dang it. I have not taken Chef John's advice of wet hands make smooth balls. Says that all the time.
Ooh, Deceptor, the famous magician, recently mm-hmm. claimed that he had been in New York City performing a feat that no one else had accomplished.
Okay.
He boasted he had walked on his hands for a mile and a half down a typical cement sidewalk before he lost his balance and fell. What is Robert Deceptor's claim?
A mile and a half?
Yeah.
And he said he was in New York City?
Yeah.
Is New York City even a mile and a half long/wide? Like, do they have any streets that are a mile and a half long? This feels like a trick question that someone would need to have been to New York City to know. But
yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It says, there is no such thing as a cement sidewalk.
What? With concrete.
Sidewalks are made of concrete.
Oh my god. Semantics. That, rip that one up. Rip it. It's ripped.
It is ripped right directly.
It doesn't deserve
to exist. Here's it one
to
more
exist.
Time.
Yes, please.
Some people like when they hear things.
Oh yeah, it's like did you just ASMR or people?
Yeah, I was just ripping it up. So that is soothing to someone.
Yeah, I find it soothing.
I did it real close to the microphone, so
I
someone
heard.
Would be soothed.
We don't have like a 3D binaural microphone, though.
Oh, that's fancier than I can do.
Yeah, oh, it's also fancier than we can afford.
Okay, do you want one more?
I want all of them more.
A man walked into the Salty Dog Tavern and ordered a fish fillet sandwich.
Okay.
A glass of dark rum.
Okay.
And some female company.
Sure.
He took the opportunity.
Oh, no.
That's a callback.
That is
anyway,
a callback.
That was just a good one. The proprietor turned to him and said, "Look, sailor, the first two requests are no problem, but the third request is out of my hands." What made the proprietor think the man was a sailor?
What was the... Can you start it over?
Okay, he walked into the Salty Dog Tavern and ordered a fish fillet sandwich, a glass of dark rum, and some female company.
Maybe because he likes rum and...
I think the Salty Dog Tavern might be on a boat.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
That's my guess.
That sounds completely reasonable.
Let's see. Oh, also the man was wearing a sailor's uniform.
That's the answer?
Yeah.
You can't. That's called hidden information.
Yeah, well, this game does
rip that up. Rip that up, because that's not a fair riddle. You can't ask a question without all of the relevant information and expect someone to get it right. Thank you.
I hope that sounds awesome.
It probably is, like, painfully loud.
I hope so. I'm still doing it a lot. I'm ripping it into tiny shreds.
I can see that. I know the podcast listeners can't, but I sure can. This was supposed to make 16 meatballs, and I gotta say, these are more than 16 meatballs.
Yeah, well,
I don't have an answer for that.
Okay. Well, I don't either.
So did you guys catch, tell us about your Pokemon that you caught.
Yeah, tell us about the Pokemon you caught. Tell us about, like, the rarest or coolest Pokemon that you caught. I finally hatched an Exeggutor today. I've been waiting to hatch one of those for seemingly forever. Because I don't think you can catch them in the wild. If you can, they must be rare.
Yeah, I haven't seen one.
But I have seen people hatch them.
Good.
What else is going on in Seattle? What's happening here? What's local? What's on the scene? Important news. I found out that Ja Rule and Ashanti are going to be playing here in Seattle at the end of the month, next month.
Why is that exciting?
Because I didn't know, one, that they both still existed. Mm-hmm. Two, that they made music still.
Okay.
Because why would they?
What else are they doing?
So the last time they were relevant was like 2001. I don't know. I just figured that they stopped making music.
What music do they do?
They did, "Cause I'm Real, the way you talk, the way you move, the way they..."
I don't know that song at all.
Look it up. All right, time to educate Adam about mainstream music from 2001.
Ashanti.
Oh no, wait, that was J-Lo who did the "I'm Real" song.
Okay, that still doesn't. I still
look
don't
up.
Know it.
Look up Ja Rule and Ashanti. All
right, I'll look up Ja Rule first. Are they together? Or are they separate?
They did a lot of music together.
Ja Rule, Ashanti, Mesmerize.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, there's a playlist of 59 videos.
I'm
Ja
sure
Rule
that there
Ashanti.
Are. I am sure that there are. Always on time. Gave you my all. Always there when you call. I'm always on time. You weren't 12 enough in 2001.
That's probably correct. I was 222 for that.
Yeah, you were. And also just not into mainstream music in any way.
Living it up.
Okay, so you do know this one?
No, I have no idea.
Oh, you just know the beat?
Along. No, I mean, it's the same beat as all the other songs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, you know the beat. What
maybe
other songs
know
are there?
Maybe, hold on, I might know this. I'm into it.
Yeah, you are?
Me and Ja Rule, we're
bros.
Did we
just establish, like, yesterday that you don't like rap?
No, I don't like new rap.
Oh, you're fine with older rap?
Yeah. New rap is just like everybody's mean. Or they just want to do sex a lot.
What do you think this is about?
Oh, I don't know.
It's probably about doing sex, dude.
So, from what I figured out about rap is it's all about, like, making money.
Yep.
Doing sex and being mad at people and no, and you can't disrespect them.
Yeah.
And then maybe killing policemen. But that's a very specific one.
There's a song about killing policemen?
Probably.
Okay, this was supposed to make how many meatballs, did it say?
Let me find out. About 36.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 24?
About
24.
36. Are they 1-inch
meatballs?
I guess
meatballs? I made them
are
too
big. Are they little 1-inch meatballs or big 1-inch meatballs?
They're big 1-inch meatballs.
See,
you're
wrong.
Are they supposed to be little 1-inch
meatballs? You made them 1.5 times too big.
I don't care.
It says little 1-inch
meatballs. I actually don't care at all. Because they're pretty big and I don't even care.
It is how
big
they are. It's longer.
Yeah, they're supposed to be...
Government? Oh, it's not cooking.
No, it stopped boiling while I was making the meatballs.
All right. And we have our sauce.
We do have our sauce.
Meatball sauce. All right, so
we're gonna cook the rest of this dinner, and we're at like 40 minutes, so
no,
we're gonna...
What? We're 40 minutes already?
Yeah.
I don't feel like I said anything I wanted to say.
You've been cooking for too
long.
We're at
36 minutes. Is that
that's 39.
Oh, that's a
it's
9.
It's 40 minutes and 5 seconds. Should I play a song? I can get my guitar. We'll make up a song.
Yeah,
make up a rap song.
No, remember that song we were singing the other night?
No.
It was the country song?
Oh, a country song.
So, Adam and I have found that we make the best podcasts when we're not recording. We're real funny when we're just by ourselves, but not actually when we podcast at all, which is frustrating. Understandably frustrating. You gotta get closer to the microphone.
I don't even know what country music
are. And those aren't the country music chords. Hold on, let me Google the country music chords.
Yeah, give me the country music chords, because there's still only three of them, right? Or four. There might be four.
Country music chords.
You have to have, like, a specific, like, rhythm, too, for it, which I don't...
Which is not native to my... whatever.
It's like... boo-ba-doo, boo-boo-ba-doo-ba-doo, boo-ba-doo, boo-ba-doo-ba-doo.
Boop,
it's
boop,
okay,
boop.
C, D, E, F, G, A, A, 7, B, 7, these 12. Learned this chord progression, apparently.
Alright. Oh, wait, A7. Country music now.
You did it.
I don't know the country cadence though. It's different.
No, you weren't that far off there.
Oh, I was off on that one.
Hey,
I just hit the wrong button.
You just got the wrong chord. That's
why. Went to the beach. How did it go?
I think it was, hold on, stop the guitar for a second. Stop the guitar. I think it was something like,
went to the beach with my,
no,
with my woman.
No, sitting at the beach with my toes in the sand, got my woman by my side and beer in my hand, something like that.
Sitting at the beach with a beer in my hand, got
woman by my side and a toes in the sand. There was another clause, like another verse, I don't remember it too. It was like a... Okay, I got my dog in
my
truck and
my, yeah, I was gonna do it. I got my dog in my truck and my woman left me and everything's sad.
No,
least,
no, this is about one that he's proud of.
At least my dog loves me. I'm
okay.
Proud of the town that I came from and that has one stoplight.
Back roads. America.
Dirt roads. Shooting my gun.
Got my pickup truck and we're ready to go.
I'm wearing big leather boots and a big dumb hat too.
I got a tan line, but no, I don't even care.
I got like a tan line on from a t-shirt around my neck and it's all burned, but underneath it's white.
And my scalp is also white because I never take this hat off, but there's a sweat ring on the hat.
Ta-da, we did it.
We did it.
We're country music stars.
What did we forget to mention? It must be
truck, dog, beer,
got
woman.
Got truck, got dog, got beer.
Stop, one stoplight town.
Yep.
Living in the big city, we got boots on.
No, you don't live in the big city.
No, you moved to the big city.
We did remember the beach.
I don't know. And I got all my friends, and we drink beers together on the beach with my friends and my lady.
Oh, we forgot about how hard they work.
And I work real hard with my truck and my dog and my boots.
We did remember guns.
Yeah. I don't know. If you know country music, tell us what we missed.
Yeah. It's been a while since I heard any.
All right, I'm going to stop this podcast.
Okay. I'm putting the meatballs in, you guys, in case you're tracking dinner progress. Hashtag dinner progress.
Hashtag dinner
progress. Hashtag aha dinner progress.
Nobody has ever
used
that hashtag.
We should have introduced that earlier in the podcast.
No one is going to do that hashtag.
Someone would have if we'd introduced it earlier. Look, I'm sorry you don't have any faith in our fans.
It's fine. It's fine.
You just sign off the podcast?
You just enjoy your meatballs with your coconut internet.
What?
I don't know. Coconut.
Okay.
No, wait. In coconut rum.
Nope. Okay, go for it.
Coconut your butt.
Coconut your butt.
That just happened.
It's a command.